Okay, on to more important matters here. We have a new CEO of the Chicago Public Schools. Pedro Martinez is his name. He was born in Mexico, grew up in Chicago. He is very familiar with Chicago Public Schools, says his immigrant family was welcomed by the school district, and he's got a big agenda ahead of him, Paul Vallis. I'm just hoping they get the contact tracing part of it right, because I'm hearing from parents it's not working all that well, that they wait 7 days before telling parents if your kid was exposed. I don't know what you're hearing. What do you got?
You know, I'm hearing the same thing. First of all, a couple of comments about Pedro Martinez. Three points, three absolute facts. One is he has experience with the district, obviously having worked in the district for a number of years. So I think he got his start. He was in the budget office when I was CEO. Secondly, he has run large districts, San Antonio, for example, the most recent one. And third, he was clearly the top candidate among those considered. I know Jim Francik, who was head of the negotiating team on the FOP contract, police contract, was also a part of that review team and told me he was absolutely the best candidate. So I think three solid reasons why he was selected, and we wish him well. In terms of the contact tracing, I'm hearing the same thing. But let me point out that I just read a story where they said, oh, my God, outbreak in schools. 125 schools have had pandemic outbreaks.
Right.
The state standard for a pandemic outbreak, what is it now, Anna? Two?
I think it is two. That is what the parent told me yesterday, who's part of this parents' coalition. Two cases in a school means outbreak, and we just saw a charter school shut down because they had three cases. That's what they determined was right.
Well, let me point out that that is absolute madness, because what they're doing is, I mean, first of all, there is no evidence that the pandemic is any more riskier to young children or to children in general than the COVID. There's no evidence that the Delta is any riskier from a healthcare standpoint. Now, clearly, it seems to be a virus that is more easily spread, and obviously, there's always concern about adults. But let me point out that there are 4,200 schools in Illinois, and I think 125 have been cited as having an outbreak. And an outbreak is two or more infections. They could have easily gotten those infections at home. So we've got to decide whether or not we're going to have another year like we had last year, where schools were either fully shut down or partially shut down, because I think last year the impact on children was catastrophic. So there has to be some balance here. We also have to understand which all the populations are truly at risk. So I think people have got to be measured in their response and not overreact.
And overreaction, I think, is hard, because as a parent, busy parents, you hear outbreak in my child's school. You don't like the way that sounds. And maybe if you read into it and you hear two cases and then you talk to your kid and they haven't been anywhere near those two kids, that's a very different reaction. I still think, though, 7 days is too long to wait to tell a parent if their kid is exposed, because we had a parent on yesterday who said, you know, I would change all kinds of behavior if I thought there was a potential exposure. You don't know when you test positive. You may be asymptomatic, but you don't want to go to a vulnerable relative's house and hang out with them until you're sure.
Yeah, you know, there's no doubt about that. But let me point out that there's also no evidence that these kids are actually getting infected in school. In fact, the kids are getting infected in the neighborhoods, getting infected in the communities. But the bottom line is, look, it's not like the school district did not have enough money or does not have enough money currently to have done the type of contact tracing so that you wouldn't have to wait 7 days. I mean, that's unacceptable. And, you know, I've been a big critic of the teachers union, particularly forcing, scaring the living daylights out of poor families and forcing schools to remain closed through most of the year. But there's no excuse. There's no excuse for offering something that basic. So really, the district needs to take the collar on this one, and parents have a right to really demand accountability here.
Thank you, Paul Vallis. I know you used to have that job, so that's quite an endorsement to say you like this new pick. I appreciate your thoughts this afternoon.
Well, thank you.